Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Kalam Zayin, Siman Aleph. So Chayyadim says you have a situation where a person wants to use something which it has a function, so in that sense it's a kli, but it's not made to be makabel mashka. So in regards to Tumah Tahara, this item will be makabel Tumah because it's considered a kli for the purposes of Tumah Tahara. Because I'll require a kli, which is made for the purpose of holding things, shem shem kli, regards to the Kabbalah, to be able to use for the Netilas Yadayim. Therefore, so he says, b'chol kelim b'ksherim b'vachiyu asim l'kabal mashka. All ksherim are kosher, as long as they're made for the purpose of being made to hold liquid. You have a felt hat, or you have a yarmulke. I feel them may, or even if they're made out of leather, so they can hold liquid. You could definitely turn a yarmulke upside down and hold some liquid in it. Your large yarmulke made out of leather. V'heim koshim shechalim l'kabel mashkim, that their shape is shaped enough and they're hard enough that they would maintain their shape and they would hold liquid. So it's a kli, it's makabel tumah, it has a function, it's made to wear on the person, it's a baggit. So in regard to hechos keli, it's considered a keli, and it's able to hold mashka. So the lach is even so. You cannot use them for the Tilas Yadayim because they're not really made for the purpose of holding a mashka. And the function that they have, that they use them for this function, even though maybe occasionally a person might do that, that's not considered a full shame kli for these purposes because it's not a normal usage. So that's the first example. So you want to use the cover of a pot or a pan, and it's shaped in such a way that really could hold liquid inside of it. And you want to use that for Tilas Yadayim, since they're not really made to hold liquid, they're made to be on top of a keli, not to be the keli itself. So you should not use them either. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are sometimes the Mishnah talks about the idea that they would actually use the kisei keli to hold things. For example, if you have a lot of liquid in your pot and you want to drain off some of the liquid, so you will turn the pot sideways and put the cover next to it and let the water drain out and let the food stay inside. So the Mishnah gives that example. And the Mishnah says, you know what? There's a different example. Sometimes when you're taking something out of the pot to cool off, you'll turn the cover upside down and stick inside of the cover. It's not something which is totally removed from the idea of being used to hold items, to hold food. But the Mishnah Berurah on this point brings that there's some which say that that's true. V'yesh machzirim mirim is that there's some, however, which are machzir on this point. And elam ken yichton v'hedvet l'kabbalah, unless you've designated them specifically for the purpose of Kabbalah. Otherwise, it's inyan being machzir. So, Chayyadim is following the opinion that he mentions from the Bach. Since the derech is not to use them for Kabbalah, it's going to be problematic still as well. Now, when he says that yichud works, we have to define the definition. You know, definition of yichud needs to be clarified. But meanwhile, the Chayyadim says, "Mihum b'derech v'en l'kli, nearly the yitzol b'lo yivarech." You can use these things for ventila, but without a bracha.
So we do not allow a person to eat based on the fact he's not planning to touch the food because he's wrapping his hands, putting his hands inside of a glove, etc. But we do say that in a situation where you have no other aid, so you can rely on that. So the situation of Bishas Al-Kak, so we're going to rely on this idea of wrapping your hands, at least you're not directly touching, so we'll rely on that. So in parentheses it says, they used to use the yarmulkes to drink from, they used to use the hats to drink from. We don't do that nowadays. So that hat, the summer suggesting you can use them, he feels is not relevant nowadays. But even so, a person's traveling, it's worth trying and doing the tefillah with it, because you might be yotze. But you cannot rely on that to eat without wrapping your hands. Excuse me. So, the main point is the kli has to be made for the purpose of Kabbalah. Even if it has dinner with kli regards other purposes, it was not made for Kabbalah, cannot be used for the tefillah sidaim. Have a good day.